hand is glory. Glory is exalted, our hand is glory. Glory is exalted, glory is exalted, far above the earth and skies. Let them praise this gift, Jehovah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted. Exalted, our hand is glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky.
God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives to roll on. And I believe, without a doubt, that we are glad. We are delighted about that. And hope you just keep on keeping on doing that. And let us continue to do what we are doing, praising him and endeavoring to live according to his calling. God has watched over us, reiterating again, and in all probability, most of us have gone, dined, maybe got a nap or two, a nod or two, I should say, perhaps. And we have the presence of mind to reassemble ourselves to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for all of his blessings, and we thank God, including at the meal we almost overate since we left here. But we didn't overeat, we just almost overate. And I hope you didn't leave, I didn't eat enough to put you to sleep. This evening I want to call your attention to an Old Testament book called Numbers. The book of Numbers. And we'll start in chapter 13. And we'll be moving to chapter 14. And probably winding up in chapter 14. Hold on and hold out. Hold on and hold out. I think many of you are familiar with the sequence of events that's occurring in this part of the Bible. God's people, children of Israel, have been enslaved for 40 years in Egypt. The king of Egypt did not have the mindset of God. God's mindset, it's time for my people to come out of slavery. The king of Egypt disagreed. And God sent some encouraging activities upon the Egyptians. But not pleasant activities. To the point that Pharaoh agreed to the messages that Moses was bringing to him from God. And he let them go. I'm moving quickly through that. We're not talking about 100 people. We're not talking about a few hundred. We are talking about big numbers in the thousands that were slaves in Egypt for over 40 years. God is going to bring them out, lead them. Moses is the one that he has chosen to go down and deal with the people and with the king. Finally, he said, yes, let him go. God convinced him, it's best to let my people go than to have me to do this to you and to your people. Moses and thousands of God's children left Egyptian slavery after 40 years. Pillar of cloud, it's one of the instruments that God used to keep them on track as to how to travel and which way to go. After they left Egypt, the king changed his mind. I want to get him, and I'm going to get him. Got his armor together and took off. To bring thousands of people back to slavery. God is always ready for anything that we come up with. Whether it's good or bad, he's ready. God blessed his people to travel far enough to get to a river. But they didn't have boats to take the people across the Red Sea. Pharaoh has put his army together. And now they are coming lickety-split to this group of people walking. What are we going to do? We're here at the river. What are we going to do to get across, to get away from who is chasing us? Moses, what do you have in your hand? I have your rod. Stretch it. Stretch it out across the sea. And when Moses did that, the things that God did is amazing. He opened up the sea. Not only did he open up the sea, he didn't want their feet to get wet. He dried the bottom of the sea so that they could go through on dry ground. And that's what they did. He held the waters back, dried the bottom. Moses led God's people through the Red Sea. And before all of them could get across, looking back, they could see Pharaoh and his army coming lickety-split to bring them back to slavery. Watch our God work again. We serve the same God. We are sons and daughters of the same God. They had horses, and they had some kind of things that you've seen on television that horses pull, and one or two people can ride in it. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, they had those vehicles, and the people of God, they're walking. They don't have any vehicles. They're going through the Red Sea, going on to the other side. That army is coming lickety-split. God brought his people all across the sea. Not before all of the people, not all the people didn't get across, before these people got there. So God slowed them down. The little carts that they had made that was being pulled, the wheels came off. Because they came and saw the river open, they just dashed right in. God caused them to have flats when you got a flat on a two-wheeler, you can't go anywhere. You got to do something about the flat. That slowed them down. And it gave God's people enough time to get on across the Red Sea safely. And while they were fixing flats, God's people made it over. They're in the water fixing flats. God didn't open up the river for them. He opened up the river for his people. And guess what? While they were fixing flats, God closed up the river. And it flowed again. And Pharaoh and his army died chasing God's children. Hold, we sing the song, don't we? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Now these same people, 40 years in slavery, they were some cantankerous folks, complaining folks. And God dealt with him. I mean, he continued to work with them. Then they came to a point in their journey where God said to Moses, turn in your Bible, if you would, chapter 14 of the book of Numbers. Well, let's start at 13. No, I won't go to 12. Let's start at 13. There came a time in this journey of the thousands of godly children walking to the promised land. In chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Moses, hold up right where you are. Send men. Send thou men. Are you with me? That they may check out the land, search out the land of Canaan that I'm bringing them to. Which, now notice the wording of God. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. You see the next phrase. Which I give unto the children of Israel. God is letting them know again, I'm with you. I'm going to give you the land. I've brought you this far. Took care of the enemy that you encountered in the river. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan which I give unto the children of Israel. Men of every tribe. Of their fathers shall you send a man. 12 tribes, 12 men. Every one a leading brother, a ruler among the people. God is being very, very specific. Send them, let them check out the promised land. All those men were heads of children of Israel. They were leaders, etc., etc., etc. Those men went over. For the sake of time, I'll just tell you some of it. They went over and checked out the land. They stayed 40 days. Even brought back some of the earth growth from the land that God was sending his people to. Look at verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after how long? 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness and unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word. Are you listening? Brought back word unto all the congregation brought back word unto all the congregation. Why didn't you just speak to the leaders? Show them of the fruit of the land. And they told him, we came into the land where you swear you told us to go. And oh, yes, it's a wonderful land. A lot of good fruit. Look at the first word in verse 28. But, that's our but. But the book says nevertheless. That's the Lord's word. Nevertheless. You there? Nevertheless, the people. There's some strong people over yonder. Strong that dwell in the land. The cities, wall cities, tall walls. So we'll have trouble taking over the land. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of the Jordan. Oh, you got all these nights. And Caleb, one of the 12 that was sent over, Caleb calmed or stilled the people before Moses. And he said, let us go. Let us go up and let us not hesitate. Let us go up now and possess the land. Why? For we are what? Well able to overcome it. But the other man that went up with them, he said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Who brought them across the sea? Did not God bring them across the sea? And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. And if you read this sequence of events, they had also come in contact with two great kings in the wilderness that they had to cross to get to the Jordan River and go to the promised land. And God blessed them to defeat both of those great kings in the wilderness. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it out, ooh-wee, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants, it's so big. Therefore, all the people that we saw in it, they were men of great... You should have seen those people. I mean, it looked like everybody was bigger than us. What does that matter? Who's leading you? Who is leading you? And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of giants. And we were in our own sight. When we saw those great big people, we thought we were like grasshoppers compared to them. They're too big for us to beat them. Look at chapter 14, verse 1. What's the second word? All. These leading brothers. These men who are supposed to be strong, stalwart believers in the power of God are crumbling. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept all that night. Watch this. Not only did they weep, they murmured against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had what? Died in the land of Egypt. You didn't say that before we left. We had died in Egypt or in the wilderness because they had to fight two great kings. And why has the Lord brought us out here anyway? So that we would be target practice for the enemy? And they said one to another, we're going to fire Moses and Aaron. We're going to get us some new leaders that's going to do what we want them to do and take us back to Egypt. They'd been slaves for 40 years. Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the congregation. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes, and they spake unto all the congregation, saying, the land which we passed through to search it, it's an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is with us, if the Lord delight in us, He, not us, He will bring us into the land and give it to us. Only don't argue with God. Verse 9. Don't argue with God. Don't rebel against what He has told us to do. We don't need to be fearful of them. God told us to do it. God's going to bless us to do it. He brought us to it. He will take us through it. You know where I'm going by now, don't you? He brought us to it. He will take us through it. Some of you have gotten the message. But all the congregation space, let's stone them for talking back. Let's go on. We're going to get rid of them and get us some new leaders that's going to do what we tell them to do. The Lord said unto Moses, how long will I have to deal? Will I be dealing with these people? And they provoke me. How long would it be before they believe me, or ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them. Hello? Hello? For all the examples that I have shown them and blessed them to deal with it, to cope with them, and to conquer. I'll get rid of them and get me a better nation. God is upset. I mean, He is upset. Needless to say, God says, I'm not going to take you. I'm not going to take you. Look at verse 27. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? Ooh, what a definition for the Lord to give. Which murmur against me. Is that a lesson for us? Not to murmur against the Lord? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, and you know He lives, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and up, that have murmured against me, you shall not come into the land that I'm giving you. You're going to die right here in this wilderness. 40 years. They stayed in that wilderness. All because of disobedience. I shared that for a purpose. We don't know all the ways that God works. When He has faithful committed, dedicated sons and daughters. When you walk with the Lord, and you believe with all of your heart that you are following His instructions, and you are doing that which pleases the Lord. Let us not complain. Let us not murmur. Did I give you a title for this lesson? I thought I did. Hold out and hold on. God has His time. We are His children. I didn't bring you from slavery to bring you to a wilderness and make you a slave there. I will bring you to a better land, fertile, friendly. Hold out and hold on. That's my lesson. What do you mean? Some of you may have gotten it already. God did not bring us to 3201 Sandy Lane to defeat us. He had a purpose for bringing us to this point. We sing a song, and I want to say it in words. I don't want to sing it for you because you might get excited. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us not be deterred. Let us not be discouraged. Look at what He has already done. So that brought us here. Was this here? No. Nothing but grass. Approximately 10 acres of grass. We didn't get here on our own. God steered us to people who could help us. And we thank Him for that. It is He who has not only brought us to this land, it is He who has blessed us to come this far to do this much. And God, I don't want to use that word because we got some students here from the schools. The word ain't. I don't want to use the word ain't. I don't want to say God ain't leaving us. I want to say God is not leaving us. Let us hold on. We sing the song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I don't believe for a split second that God has changed His mind. And I thank God that He has blessed us to have that mindset to keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty, knowing that He's with us. So, church, reiterating, let us know who we are. But more importantly, let us know. There you go. Both of them start with a W. Who we are, and let us also know whose we are. And who's helping us to move doggedly on in the pathway of duty. Whatever we do, whatever you do in your own personal life, no matter how many challenges you face, hold to God's unchanging hand. And quitting is not an option. Hold on and hold on. Hold on and hold out. Brothers, I'd like to hear us sing this song. If you're here and you need prayers, your faith is weakened, we'd be glad to pray for you tonight. That God will bless you to be strong, stalwart, and ready to do His will. This is not our church. This is the. I don't know anybody that sleep here. This is the Lord's church. You fight on. That's what we want to hear. Would like for the song. You fight on. If you need prayer, you come. We'll pray for one another. Whatever the prayer is, for strength or for forgiveness, you come and we'll pray together. We'll work us together. Some people have walked away that were members of this congregation. They've walked away. What do we do? Hold to God's unchanging hand. We cannot lose. Jesus, His Son, had a whole city against Him. They killed Him. But guess what? 3 days later, God raised Him up from the grave. Never to die again. All to God's unchanging hand. You can say that and sing that one too before we leave here today, tonight. Church, let's understand. Let's understand. Let's realize and recognize who we are and whose we are. We have a God that will hear our prayers because we are His committed children. All of this for Him. Not in your name, not in my name, it's in His name. Aren't you happy? It's shouting time. Let us together stand.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Naught
of earth unmoved shall stand. If your hope, some things eternal. To God's unchanging hand. Why don't you hold to His hand? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Brother, won't you hold to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. You want to build your hopes on things eternal. To God's unchanging hand, why don't you hold to His hand, hold to God's unchanging hand. Brother, won't you hold to His hand? And to God's unchanging hand, you are to build your hopes on things eternal. To God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsake on Him, more closely to Him cling. Why don't you hold to His hand, hold to God's unchanging hand.